Hey, coaches and athletes and parents and performers. This is a reflection on coaching in that I have always been a process person rather than a results person. I love the process. I love watching people grow and learn how to do things versus the end goal. I can't control the end goal. And the end goal is fleeting. And in our marching band, the things you didn't know about marching band, we have a leadership seminar, and our leadership book this season right now in the summer is Atomic Habits. And when you start this book, there is a great introduction that is solely about that and how you should be more concerned with the process than you are with results, because the result is fleeting. It can be disappointing once it's done, and we can't control that result, but we can control the process and how we grow in that. And so say you want to lose a pound or two, and then you haven't, but you're still working, you're working. And then all of a sudden you do. Now, it didn't take just that one day, did it? You didn't just wake up and it was done. Instead, it was the process that got you there that led to that result. And I really liked the example of an ice cube, that here's an ice cube sitting there and it's not melting. And it isn't until you hit 32 degrees Fahrenheit that it will start to melt. And so that end result is about acquiring the temperature that it needs to melt. So it's the same with us. It's the same with our performers, that you've got to be aware of the process to get any result. But in the end, also knowing we can't always control that result, but we can control the process. And then therefore, those little steps will lead us to greater things. So I say this now because I was at a competition this weekend, and I have seen a coach's goals change from just developing good kids and developing a good program to winning. And it's so sad and disappointing, because she was a coach that had good quality program, good quality kids, good families, and they were doing great things. And she was the driver of that. Now, she's brought in someone to the program whose goal is winning. And the stress I see in these kids and the injuries I've seen and just the frantic nature of their performance has changed. And I just kind of watched, and in a moment I could understand the goals had changed. And it's not that we shouldn't as coaches have goals and we want to have a quality product, but unless you're concerned about the product and how you get there, your program doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all, because you can't control if you win. You can't control what these other people are going to do. So I'm a process person, and I've loved these kids I've gotten to have, and I hope they're good people because of it. Not because they won anything, but because they were part of a good team that wanted to make them good adults and good people, because we could help control that. Have a good day.